tonight I wanted to talk about Chatzishir in Yisurei Shabbos, because the sugyas we're doing in the Daf Yomi recently are sugyas of Muktzah. We spent the whole year last year doing Muktzah, so we're not going to go over Muktzah again. But Chatzishir comes up throughout the Masechta in a variety of different contexts, most notably in the Mishnah about the Lamitas Melachos of Shabbos. So some of the Melachos are mentioned with the Shear of the Melacha, and some are not mentioned with the Shear of the Melacha. Like, for instance, Kosev, the Melacha is Kosev Shteyosios, that if you write two letters, it doesn't say by Borer how much you have to be Borer in the Mishnah. It doesn't say, so by a lot of the Melachos, by some of the Melachos does say, some Melachos doesn't say. So I want to maybe get into that a little bit, why some of the Melachos are defined by the Shear, others are not defined by the Shear, and I really want to mostly focus on Hilchos Shabbos, Chatzishir and Shabbos. But as a segue into the sugya of Chatzishir, just to mention before we even get to what's really in the Maran Mekomos, the basic question that's asked in Lamdus in the sugya of Chatzishir is, well, before we get to the basic question, the Gemara tells us Chatzishir is a Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet. That's the primary source for the Yisra Chatzishir. I guess Kedai to read that Gemara first, and then we'll get into the basic question in Lamdus, which is source number one. Gufa Chatzishir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says the Chatzishir is Nisr D'Oraisa, that if you eat a half a kazayis of chazir, you violated Nisr D'Oraisa. It's just that there's no onesh for it. And Reish Lakish says, no, Mida O'Raisa, you've done nothing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah, Kivan D'Chazil Litzarufei Yisura Ka'achil. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Asur Mida D'oraisa, because when you eat a chatzi kezayis, you could always eat another chatzi kezayis, and it will be mitztarif to a kezayis shalem, it will equal a full kezayis, so therefore it's already a violation of an issa d'oraisa. Reish Lakish amar, mutter min haTorah, achila amar rachman avaleka. Reish Lakish says, no, it's mutter min haTorah, because the Torah says the issa is of eating chazir is an issa of achila, and achila is defined by a kezayis. That's what Lachal Moshe Misina tells me, that achila is defined by a kezayis. If you have anything less than a kezayis, that's simply not called achila. Says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, in the Elkol Sheyashna Ba'onesh, Yashna Ba'ashara, Kvi V'chatzi Shir, Hol Ve'enu Ba'onesh, Yachal Enu Ba'ashara. I would only know that those things that you get an onesh for, there's a lav for also. How do I know that something that you don't get an onesh for, namely a chatzi shir, let's say, that there's still a lav, it's still an iser to eat it? Tamalomar Kol Chelev. So the pasuk says Kol Chelev. So don't you see? It's a pasuk. We're quoting a pasuk to tell me Chatzishir. How can you tell me the Chatzishir is only an issur derabanan? We have a pasuk Kol Chelev. Kol is all inclusive. That even when you eat pachas mikashir. So Reish Lakish says I'm not bothered by that. Midrabanan v'kras machta bialma. A lot of times we have a pasuk, but it's not a din d'oraisa. The pasuk is only an asmachta, but really, really, it's a din derabanan. The most fundamental question in Lamdus about Chatzishir is, do we view Chatzishir as an Isser Prati or an Isser Klali? What that means is as follows. When we have this Isser of Chatzishir, let's say Chatzishir of Nevela. If you eat a half a kazayas of Nevela, what Isser did you violate? Did you violate the Isser of Achilas Nevela? Or did you violate the Isser called Chatzishir? That there's a new Isser called Chatzishir. If you say that you violated the Isser of Achilas Nevela, so when you eat a Chatzi Zayis of Chazer, you violated an Isser D'oraisa of eating Chazer. And if you eat a Chatzi Zayis of whatever the Isser is, you got Chametz B'Pesach, a Chatzi Shir of Chametz B'Pesach, it's an Isser D'oraisa of Chametz B'Pesach. But if you hold that it's that Chatzi Shir is an Isser Klali, that it's just one big Isser called Chatzi Shir, it doesn't really matter what you eat. Meaning that as long as it's something that's usser, it's the same isser, whatever. Meaning there's no such thing as a more chamer isser or more kal isser. It's all chatzishir. So no matter what you eat a chatzishir of, as long as it's something that's usser, we wouldn't start judging, well, is it a lav? Is it an isser asay? Is it a chiyuv misa? It wouldn't matter, because chatzishir, the whole issue is that if you hold that it's an isser, that it's an isser klali, it's one big isser called chatzishir. So the main of Kamina, whether we call it one big isser of chatzishir, or whether you eat whatever you eat, it's an isser prati of that particular Isser. So one nafkamina might be the following. The halacha is, the Gemara Masechus Yumadav Pegimel tells us, the halacha is, that if you have a chola, if you have a sick person, chola sheish basakana, that needs to eat, let's say on Yom Kippur, or needs to, you need to violate Isurim for somebody on Shabbos, let's stick with Yom Kippur. A chola needs to eat on Yom Kippur. The halacha is, even though obviously he's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur to save his life, machilin oso akala kal tchila. Whenever you have a chola, or forget Yom Kippur, it's, even if it's a regular day, and he needs to eat something not kosher. So if he needs to eat something not kosher to save his life, and it has to be some sort of meat that's cooked with milk, let's say, so better to give him chicken cooked with milk than to give him beef cooked with milk, because beef cooked with milk is nisda raisa. Chicken and milk, the way we paskin, is nisda drabanan. Machilin oso hakala kal tchila. You always give him that which is less, that which is the lesser iser first. Now the Ramban in Torah HaAdam has two deos, whether we say, what if he only needs pachos mikashir? He only needs a half a kazayas of machalos asuros. Would you still give him the lesser iser first? Or would you say, nah, it doesn't make a difference. Once you're giving him pachos mikashir, they're all the same. Just give him whatever. It doesn't matter which particular iser you're feeding him. What are the two days in the Ramban tali on? So it's tali on exactly this issue. If chatzi shir is an iser prati, that when I eat a half a kazayis of chelev, it's chelev, I eat a half a kazayis of chazer, it's chazer, so then I have to look, well, even if the chol is only going to eat a chatzi shir, you have to look at what's the lightest of the isurim and give him that first. But if you hold, no matter what you eat a chatzi shir of, it's just one big iser called chatzi shir, so then you wouldn't be machlin also akala kal tchila, because no matter what you feed him, it's the same iser, it's the iser of chatzi shir, so you can give him whatever you want. So that's one nafkamina, legavi chatzi shir. Yeah.
Couldn't it still be klali, but yet we still feed him the kala just because the actual chetza of the what you're eating is more common?
Well, but that the idea of klali is that it's
like,
not more common.
Like iser, I'm saying, but the actual...
You're saying like a timtum alev kind of thing, right? That this somehow is metamtim is lev much more than anything else. I don't know. That assumes that there is timtum alev with the chatzi shir. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. Maybe that's not such a good nafkamina then. Okay. Another nafkamina might be, what if a guy ate pachos mikashir on a tainus? The halacha is, generally speaking, Beis Yosef writes in Nehem Marek, someone who hasn't fasted, who isn't fasting, doesn't get an aliyah of the Torah when he's not fasting. So Rabbi Kivegra has a tshuva. What if you have someone who's mutal alaris tevai, he's besakaras mavas, he's dying, and the doctor says he has to eat on Yom Kippur to save his life, and he has a minyan get together in his room, and they want to give him an aliyah on Yom Kippur. So the Rabbi Kivegra says that certainly he can get an aliyah, because the Kriyas HaTorah in Yom Kippur is not about the tainus. Kriyas HaTorah in Yom Kippur is about the Kedushas HaYom. It happens to be we fast, but the Kriyas HaTorah is about the Kedushas HaYom. So there's no problem with such a guy getting an aliyah. He hasn't in any way been mechal the Kedushas HaYom. He just happens to not be fasting, and the Kriyas HaTorah is not a din in the tainus. But Rabbi Kivegra says, I'm not sure about mincha. Mincha on Yom Kippur, that might be Mishum Tainus. He says, the only thing is, by other Tainesim on Yom, by Mincha we read Vayichal, which is, so that's what you do on a Tainus. By Mincha on Yom Kippur we read the Parshas of Arayos. So it could be that it has nothing to do with the Tainus, or it could be it does. So he leaves that Pesafik. He's not sure, can a guy who's not fasting on Yom Kippur get an aliyah at Mincha of Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Kivegra believes that it's Tzarachim. The Marcheshes in the Tshuva and Simin Yadal, it says that it's totally in a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber and Ramah have the following machlokas in Tafresh Chav Beis. The Mechaber writes that we take out a Sefer Torah, we read the Parshas Arayos, three aliyos until the end of the Parsha, and the Shlishi is Mafter Biyona, and if it falls on Shabbos, we mention Shabbos and we finish the bracha off Bishal Shabbos. Says the Ramah, Ve'inom ala Torah ve'ala avoda b'mincha. By mincha we don't say ala Torah ve'ala avoda. So what does it turn out? That according to the Shulchan Aruch, the mechayiv of Kriyas HaTorah is the Itzumo Shel Yom, is the day of Yom HaKippurim, and therefore we say Ala Torah V'Ala Avoda, and we mention Kedushas HaYom in the brachos, because that's the mechayiv of the Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha, is the Kedushas HaYom of Yom HaKippurim. According to the Ramah, Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha is because of the Tainus. So no need to mention the Kedushas Hayom in the Bracha Naftora by Mincha, because it's all about the Tainis. The Haftorah of Yom Kippur is not like other Tainios. It's not the same as other Tainios, but it's because of the Tainis, and therefore he would not be able to get an Aliyah at least for the Haftorah of Mincha if a person is not fasting. But says the Marcheshes at the very end, he says, what about... he says, I'm bothered by why Rabbi Kiva Eger never discusses the following issue. He never discusses what if the chola ate pachos mikashir. And he says, you know, it's not so far-fetched. 99% of the time that a chola has to eat in Yom Kippur, it's enough for him to eat a pachos mikashir. And every time that I've ever had to pass on someone has to eat in Yom Kippur because of whatever situation they're in, it was always sufficient. I never had a situation yet, I'm not that old, but I've never had a situation yet where it wasn't pachos mikashir wasn't enough. You tell them to drink, even if you're very machmir in the shiurim, they have one shot glass of liquid every 9 minutes, let's say. So over the course of an hour, it's like drinking a full glass of juice, if they need it, or water, every single hour. How many of us need more than that to get by, or a cracker every 9 minutes, every 8 minutes? So how many more, how much, if you do it consistently, you could do pachas pachas mikashir and really be fine on Yom Kippur. So Marchesha says, I understand, Kivegar has this whole discussion about someone who's not fasting Yom Kippur because he's sick. Can you get an aliyah at Shachris? Can you get an aliyah at Mincha? How come he doesn't mention that chances are the guy didn't eat a shear? He ate pachas mikashir. So what's the halacha going to be if he ate pachas mikashir? L'chora, what's the halacha going to be? It depends. Is chatzi shear an isser klali or is it an isser prati? If your chatzi shear is an isser prati, that whatever you're eating chatzi shear of, you're violating that isser. So when you eat a chatzi shear in Yom Kippur, you violated an isser of Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Kippur isser. And therefore, you can't get the aliyah. But if you hold that chatzi shir is an isser klali, that any time you eat chatzi shir of anything, whenever, it's just all you violated is an isser kol. Chatzi shir, you didn't violate Yom Kippur, you violated chatzi shir, so then you can't get an aliyah, because you didn't violate Yom Kippur, you didn't break a tainus in Yom Kippur. That may be another nafkamina in terms of chatzi shir. A third nafkamina might be, what if you have, the halacha is, well, I shouldn't say the halacha is. The Ragat Shavagon has a chiddush that when it comes to basar b'chalav, and when it comes to kilei kerem, most macholos asuros, most foods that you're not allowed to eat, if you eat shelo kederech achila, you eat in an unusual way, in a way that's not a normal way to eat it. Let's say you don't chew it, you just swallow it. Something that's a very unusual way to eat it, that's not a violation of the issur d'oraisa. That shelo kederech achila is not an issur d'oraisa. But by basar b'chalav kilei kerem, says the Ragat Shavar, even shelo kederech achila is an issur da'oraisa. But that's only when you eat a shir shalim. That's only when you eat a full shir. Pachos mikashir, so it's the basar b'chalav and kilei kerem are going to be like every other issur in the Torah, where it's only a violation when you eat derech achilasan. Why? Why would pachos mikashir be? Why would the rules of how you eat it change from when you eat a full shear to when you eat pachos mikashir? So it could very well be that the Ragat Shavar understands that chatzi shear is an isser klali. That when you eat chatzi shear, so if I'm eating a full kazayis of basar b'chalav, I'm violating basar b'chalav. If I'm eating chatzi zayis of basar b'chalav, what am I violating? Chatzi shear. So for the isser of chatzi shir, you only violate when you eat kederech achila. For the isser of basar b'chalav, you violate even when you eat shelo kederech achila. If the Ragat Shavar held that chatzi shir was an isser prati, meaning that when I eat a chatzi shir of basar b'chalav, I'm violating basar b'chalav, then it should follow the same rules as normal basar b'chalav, that shelo kederech achila is motor. So that would be a third possible nafkamina. One final nafkamina, then we'll move on to Melacha Shabbos, which is what I wanted the main topic to be. One final nafkamina. Rav Yosef Engel has a beautiful piece in Lekach Tov. We've discussed many times. Rav Yosef Engel, as I've mentioned before, one of my favorite authors to read is because he's aside from his tremendous command of Kola Torah Kula and all Midrashim and Shulchan Aruch, Nigla Nister, everything, aside from his incredible, incredible Bekiyas, Rav Yosef Engel also thought differently. Like, he had certain topics that He had certain topics that were very standard, regular run-of-the-mill topics, Hidur Mitzvah, Seidel Chalosasa, you know, normal topics. But he had certain topics that, like, no one else thought about, that he just sort of invented these topics, and he came up with this incredible number of rayas to deal with these topics. I just mentioned this past Shabbos, I was away for Shabbos, I was giving a shiur, I mentioned that that he, for instance, one of his topics, he talks about Kamus Ve'echus B'mitzvahs. That is quantity versus quality in mitzvos and isurim. What do we value more? And he said, where are you going to find the sugya on quantity versus quality? So he said, I thought of 30 rayas. And he gives 30 different rayas from all over Shas and Poskim. Unbelievable. So one of his more well-known pieces is in Lekach Tov and Klal Ches. He says, do we ever find a siyag d'oraisa? We're familiar with the concept of siyag, that the Chachamim make a fence around the Torah, the Chachamim make certain things, asim midrabanan, lest you come to violate. And this is the Raisa. Do we ever find that the Torah makes a siyag? That the Torah doesn't want you to do this Isser Da'oraisa, so the Torah itself will make another Isser Da'oraisa just to prevent you from doing that Isser Da'oraisa. And he comes up with something like 22, 24 examples where he thinks we have Siyag Da'oraisa. He has, for instance, Yichud. He suggests is a Siyag Da'oraisa. Yichud is Nisr Min HaTorah, but he says it's only a Siyag Mi Da'oraisa to protect you from a Bia Asura. He suggests he has a Rashbam on Chumash. Rashbam says a Kisoy Adam is a Siyag Da'oraisa Shema Yavol Lechol, that you might come to eat the dam. It's a Gevaldik Achidish, because Kisoy Adam is only a Chayos and Ophos, and the Yisra Vachilus Dam is on Behima also. So it's a big kasha why that would be the case. Okay, but that's his Chidish. L'mainef Kamina, whether something is a regular Issa Da'oraisa, whether it's a Siyag Da'oraisa. So he says, you know, we're familiar, Chazal tell us that they don't make a gzera l'gzera. Kol ma'adasu Chazal, everything Chazal do, can da'oraisa tiknum. Anything Chazal do, they're always patterned after dinim da'oraisa. If Chazal won't make a gzera l'gzera, it's probably because they saw that the Torah won't make a gzera l'gzera. That even though there is a concept, and there may be up to 22, 24 examples of siyag da'oraisa, you know what you never ever find in the Torah? A siyag d'siyag. That you never find in the Torah. So he says, one of his examples of siyag da'oraisa is chatzishir. Chatzishir is asur min haTorah. Why is it asur min haTorah? Because you're going to come to eat a shir shalim. That it's only midin siyag. So he says, he says another example of a siyag da'oraisa is a nazir. We know nazir not allowed to drink wine. Is a nazir allowed to eat raisins? Midaraisa, the answer is no. Is a nazir allowed to have grape juice without any alcohol kind? The answer is no. Is Nazir allowed to have peels of a grape? Midaraisa? The answer is no. Says Rav Yosef Engel, Siyag Daraisa. What if a Nazir wants to have a chatzi shir of grapes? Chatzi shir of peels of a grape? Chatzi shir of raisins? So he says, Siyag l'siyag. Chum, don't make a gzeira like that, a Siyag l'siyag. So he says, if you say the chatzi shir is only mishum Siyag, and something that the Torah asks me from siyag, you're never going to have an isser of chatzi shir, because that would be a siyag with siyag. So then l'chaora, bal yira bal yimatzi. It's another one of his examples. There's an isser on Pesach, ta'on chametz. Why? Why did the Torah make? So normally we don't ask those. We don't ask whys. We ask what. You know, what's the isser? But he says it's probably because he was a chassid. He gets to ask why. So it's probably because he says it's a siyag. It's a siyag for the isser of eating chametz. So he says, if that's the case, then there should be no Isser, Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, Pachas Mikashir. There would be no Isser, Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, when it's Pachas Mikashir, because it would be a Siyag L'Siyag. And Einachinami, that's what we in fact know, that there is no Isser of Pachas Mikashir by Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, there's a Shir for Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So,
I thought that we say that it's Mashehu.
Achilas chametz is b'mashu. To eat chametz is b'mashu. But to own chametz is only aser kishir. Yeah. So what does this assume in terms of iser klali and iser prati? So it could be that if you assume that a chatzi shir is an iser prati, that it's an iser of a chatzi shir of chametz is an iser of chametz, because it's chazi l'staruf, I mean, that's what you're assuming, so you're assuming that then it makes sense that you're not going to make a siyag l'siyag, you're not making a gzera l'gzera. But if your chatzi shir is a separate iser d'oraisa, so it's not a siyag for this particular iser, it has nothing to do with this iser. It's a separate iser d'oraisa, it's an iser klali called Chatzi Shir. So this whole conversation doesn't begin. It's not a siag la siag when you have a chatzi shir of the grapes for the nazir, a chatzi shir of chametz, because the chatzi shir to begin with is not a siag. The chatzi shir is a separate iser. It's an iser d'oraisa called chatzi shir. So maybe fourth nafkamina in terms of whether the chatzi shir is an iser klali or an iser prati. But let's get into some Shabbos stuff now. So in terms of melacha Shabbos, is there a concept, now that we know that in Kol HaTorah Kula, we do have a concept called Chatzi Shir, in Hilcha Shabbos, is there a concept of Chatzi Shir Midoraisa? So Rashi says pretty explicitly in Masecha Shabbos, the Gemara over there in Daf Ayin Dalid raises the question, the Gemara has an unusual statement of Braisa, Borur Va'ochel Pachos Mikshir, Borur Meniach Pachos Mikshir, Ukashir Lo Yivar, has all these random statements about doing Borer, Pachos Mikashir, Kashir, we're not really sure exactly what it's about, being Chayiv Chatos, being Mutter, being Aser, and then finally the Gemara says, Maskefla Rav Yosef, V'chi Mutter Lefos Pachos Mikashir? Why would Borer be Mutter with Pachos Mikashir? What, are you allowed to bake Pachos Mikashir? Meaning, where else do we find that Pachos Mikashir you could just do and it's no problem? Says Rashi, granted, when it's Pachos Mikashir, Nihidu Lo Chayiv Chatos, you're not going to be Chayiv Korban Chatos. When you bake, let's say, Pachos Mikshir, but says Rashi, Isura mi ha'ika, dekaimelon, chatzishir asu min ha'Torah. It's still aser, because chatzishir asu min ha'Torah. What's Rashi talking about? Shabbos. And yet he still says, chatzishir aser min ha'Torah. So from Rashi, it seems very clear, just like we have chatzishir d'oraisa in Kol HaTorah Kula, we also have it in Shabbos. That goes Hashri in the 7th parak of Masech Shabbos also, when discussing the malacha of Hotsa'ah, he says, Dafka kegrogros, if you bring out a piece of food the size of a grogros, the size of a fig, you're chayiv, but pachos from that size, ein bo chayiv, says Agos Hashri, avul mikol makom asur min ha'Torah, ki chatzi shir asur min ha'Torah. Again, explicit. It's an iser da'oraisa. Chatzi shir in Shabbos is an iser da'oraisa. Chatzi shir everywhere else is an iser da'oraisa. Now, the machlokas that we mentioned before, Numa Dafai and Dalit, about the Isurei Achila in general, Rabbi Yochanan holds that in general, if you eat a half a kazayas of nevela, it's an Isur Midaraisa. Reish Lakish says it's an Isur Drabbanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold it's an Isur Daraisa? So two possible sources. Either the pasuk of Kol Chelev, that Kol came to teach me anything, or it's a svara, chazilit starufei, that it's roi to be mitstarif with the other chatzishir, and therefore it could add up. So Rashi and the Gos Ashri believe that the same is true by Melechas Shabbos. The chatzishir would be aser. Either we learn from Kol Chelev and we say, why should we be mechalik from other Isurim to Shabbos? Or certainly the svara could apply. The svara of chazilit starufei, that when you're eating chatzishir, it's very easy to just jump over that line and get to the full shir. That makes perfect sense by Hilchos Shabbos, just like it does by Kol HaTorah Kula. However, the Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva in Siman Pei Vav writes that Chatzishir Asur Min HaTorah is only by Yisurei Achila, because the pasuk Kol Chelev, which is the source of Chatzishir, is talking about Machalos Hasuros. It's talking about eating. So, and even the Svara of Chazilat Starufei is more shayich to eating, because whenever you eat a shir, almost always, it's a tziruf of many pachos mikashirs. Meaning, people generally don't... You ever try to swallow, people are makbid, to try to swallow kazayis of matzah at one time. You know, to chew and keep it in the mouth and swallow kazayis at one time. Is that the way you normally eat during the year? No, you do that for the mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah sachila, right? So when you violate an isra of achilas kazayis, so normally it's made up of eating pachos mikazayis pachos, but you just get it all within a shir kadei achilas pras. You just get it all within a certain window of time so that it all counts together as a kazayis. So says the Chacham Tzvi, the whole svara of chazil sarufei lends itself much more to food isurim than it does to any other isur. And therefore, he says, both the source of kol chelev, which is clearly about eating, and the idea of chazil sarufei are only about eating. So if you're baking on Shabbos, you're baking a chatzishir, it's not asur midaraisa. It's only asur midrabanan. Neither of the sources for the isur daraisa work for isurei Shabbos. Now, the truth is, you would say, okay, Chacham Tzvi against Rashi and Agos Hashri. You know, Chacham Tzvi is an Achron, very prominent Achron, but, you know, he's going up against Rashi and Agos Hashri. There is a Tosefta in Maseches Beitza, when it talks about Melechus Shabbos, Tosefta writes, Ha'oreg chut echad o akosev os achas. Good, you sound like Chatzishir. Let's say kosev os achas. You write one letter. Okay. Reb Lazar omer chayev, v'chachamim omerim, eina elam yishum shvos. We always pass on the chum against Reb Lazar. The chum say, it's only a shvos, only a nisad rabbanan. So now, we just pulled rank on Rashi, right? We had said the Chacham Tzvi can't argue on Rashi and that goes Hashri. But now we have a Tosefta that goes like the Chacham Tzvi. Tosefta, it seems to say that it's only in a Siddhra Banan. So in order to be Mevair Shitas Rashi, to explain what in the world Rashi is talking about, the Chalkas Yov was a Talmud of the Avni Nezer. If you ever read the Avni Nezer's Tshuvas, every tshuva is like a gevaldik chiddush. Like there's nothing that's just straight. You know, it's just simple and whatever. Avinez was super duper genius. The Sakachavar Gaon. So the Chalkas Yoav has that same style. With everything with a twist and everything with a chiddush. It's not the same as the Avinezer, but it's the same idea, the same style. So the Chalkas Yoav writes that it depends when the Isser is explicit in the Torah, but the shear of the Isser is not explicit in the Torah. The shear, let's say, where do we get most shiurim from? How do we know shear of anything that achilas kazayis? It's always halachal moshe misinai. Right? Shiurim chatzitzin mechitzin are halachal moshe misinai, the Gemara tells us in a couple of places. So shear is typically halachal moshe misinai. So let's say I have an isra in the Torah, but the Torah never gives me the shear. The shear is only learned from halachal moshe misinai. The isra of achilas chelev, the isra of achilas dam, all of these, the isurim are clear in chumash. The shear is only halachal moshe misinai. It says, by those, chatzi shear is asum in the Torah. Because there's no direct connection between the Isser and the Shir. They come from two different places. The Isser comes from the Chumash, the Shir comes from Halacha Moshe Misinai. So what that tells us is that the Isser can exist without the Shir. They can have an Isser even when it's Pachas Mikashir. That's the idea. It's just Halacha Moshe Misinai teaches us, what does Halacha Moshe Misinai teach us? That if to get an Onesh, you need to have a Shir. That if you don't have that shear, you're not going to get an onesh. But the isser is there anyway. But when you have an isser that's not mefurish in the Torah, or an isser that is mefurish in the Torah, but its shear is also mefurish in the Torah, so then the isser and the shear have to go together. Then you can't have an isser without the shear. Right? Then if you do a chatzi shear, it's not going to be yasser min haTorah. It's only going to be yasser midrabanan. The lashon l'chalkas yoav, ki tekef ne'mar ha'isser rak al hashir. The isser is said only in conjunction with the shear. Without the shear, there is no isser. So therefore, he says, by Shabbos, most of the isure Shabbos, are they mefurish in the Torah? What you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? Almost nothing is mefurish in the Torah about Shabbos. Very, very little is mefurish in the Torah about Shabbos. It says we're not allowed to do malacha. Over and over again, it says a lot of times. But you're not allowed to do malacha. How do we define malacha? That's all drushes of Chazal, learning it out from the juxtaposition of the Mishkan. Okay, 39 categories. What malacha is? Nothing's mefurish in the Torah. Therefore, chatzishir is not going to be asur in the Torah by Hilchos Shabbos. Chatzishir is only going to be asur midrabana. Which malachos does the Taka say in the Torah? So by Hotzah, it says, Al yetzei yesh mimekomo b'yom hashvi'i. So by Hotzah, we have a pasuk to link to that action of taking something out, of being motzi something mimakomo. So Afia and Bishal, the Yerushalmi learns in Maseches Beitza, learns from Esar Shetofu Ofu V'Esar Shetavashel Bashelu, which also apparently is in the Torah, right? I mean, if you have these Yisurim in the Torah, so Dafka by those Yisurim, says the Chalkas Yov, that's where you find Rashi is going to say, Chatzi Shir Zos Min HaTorah. But by typical Isurei Shabbos, Chatzishir is not Asur Min HaTorah. Chatzishir would only be Drabanan. Essentially, what he's saying is that Rashi's not really arguing on the Tosefta. What did the Tosefta say? That if you're Kosei Va'os Achas, it's only Drabanan. You know why? Because where does it say you're not allowed to write on Shabbos in the Torah? It doesn't say it anywhere. We only learn it out from drushes. So the same way we learn out the Isser of Ksiva, we learn out the Shir of Ksiva. So the two are bound up together. You can't do, you can't be Chayiv, not Chayiv. You can't be in violation of an Isser Midaraisa for a Chatzi Shir of Kosev. Rashi said it in what context? When the Gemara said, V'chimotor, lefos, pachos mikashir. What, you think you're allowed to bake pachos mikashir? Baking is mefurish in the Torah. So if baking is mufurish in the Torah, then the chatzi shir of baking is still going to be an iser min haTorah. So that's how the Chalkas Yoav is miyashiv Rashi. But there may be another way to be miyashiv Rashi. There is a Mi'iri in the very beginning of Masech Shabbos. The Mi'iri writes, "Umikol makom anu kibalnu b'perusha." If you write one letter or you eat a chatzi zayis chelev and you don't realize what you're doing, even though you're not chayev for what you did, you violated an iser. Aval hotzaa she'ena ikur malacha v'lo maisa ikur achiv b'hanacha hu v'akol nigra achareha. The Miri makes an interesting distinction. What the Miri tells us is that if you do, what's a chatzi shir of hotzah? So if, let's say, hotzah normally involves akira, transferring rishus, taking from rishus yach to rishus ram to rishus yach, and then hanacha. What if I do an akira, I bring it to the rishus, to the other rishus, and I don't put it down? Is that a chatzi shir of hotzah? Says the Miri, no. That's what we call a chatzi malacha. Chatzi shir of hotzah is if, in order to be chayav hotzah, I need to take something out that's this size, and I take something out that's half this size. That's a chatzi shir of hotzah. But when I do an akira without a hanacha, it's a chatzi malacha, it's not a chatzi shir. And therefore, chatzi shir, is it asur min haTorah in Hilchos Shabbos? It could very well be, yes. Chatzi shir is asur min haTorah in Hilchos Shabbos. What are you going to do with the Tosefta? Tosefta says Kosevos Achas, that it's only Yasu Midrabanan. It could be that Kosevos Achas is not a Chatzi Shir, that's a Chatzi Malacha, that the Malacha is Ksiva Shteosios. That's the definition of the Malacha. What's the Raya? Tosos, in that Mishnah 9 Gimel, where we list off the Lamatas Malachas, Tosos says it's so weird. Some of these Lamatas Malachas we mention the Shir in the list, and some of them we don't mention the Shir on the list. Tosos says, Tzarech Lefarish, Lama Pirish Kan, Uba Oreg, Upotzea, Betofer, Ubekosev, Shir, Tvemi Bishar. Why is it that some of these malachos, let's say Tofer, Kosev, sewing, writing, we mention the Shir in the Mishnah? How much you have to do? 2 stitches, 2 letters in order to be Chayev. And by the others, we don't. So it could very well be that the answer is very partial. We mention the shir in the list of the malachos when the shir isn't a shir, it's a definition of the malacha. Kosev osachas isn't a chatzi shir. It's you didn't do the malacha. The malacha is defined as kosev shteyosios. Tofer tfira achas not a shir, is not a chatzi shir. Tofer tfira achas, if you only sew 1 stitch, that's not tofer. Why? What's tofer? Tofer is when you connect 2 things together. It's not called connected if there's only 1 stitch connecting them. It's not the requisite amount of connection, strength of connection. You know, if when the 2 things are only connected by 1 stitch. How do you explain that by kosev? So kosev osachas really sounds like a chatzi shir, no? 2 letters is the full shir, osachas is half. How do you explain that that's a chatzi malacha? So it could very well be that kosev osachas is a chatzi malacha based on the Rambam. The Rambam, you know, we can understand it based on the Rambam. The Rambam in the 11th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Tes and Halacha Yud, talks about Kosev Shteyosios. And first he writes Kosev Shteyosios Chayev. Chayev if you write Shteyosios. Sounds like any 2 letters. Then he goes on. Hakosev Os Kfula Pa'amayim. V'hu Shem Echad. If you write the same letter twice, and that happens to be a meaningful word. It happens to be a name. And he gives examples of what they might be. Chayiv. What's he adding in that second halacha that he didn't say in the first one? He already said, Kosev Shteyosios Yichayiv. Then he says, if you write 2 letters the same, but they make up a Shem Echad, then you're going to be Chayiv. So says the Magen Mishnah, you see from the Rambam, Eino Chayiv Ela Keshehen Shem Echad. You're only Chayiv if they make up something. When it means something. Gimel, Gimel. It's not just that you wrote the letter Gimel twice. You wrote the word Gag. That has meaning to it. So you wrote something that has a mashmaos to it. So that's the Shittas Rambam. Now, if you understand that, 1 letter is never a word. It doesn't, you have that in English, you have it in Yiddish, in Hebrew, 1 letter is never a word. There's no Hebrew word that's less than 2 letters. Right? So you never have, so 1 letter is never a word. 1 letter is therefore not the Malach of Kosev. The Malach of Kosev is Shteyosios because it's only when the Shteyosios are meaningful. So when you write 2 meaningful letters, and even according to Rashi, you could say this way. The Gemara, Rashi writes in Shabbos Ayin Gimel, Ksiva is Asr on Shabbos. Why? When did they do this in the Mishkan? Because they were roshim, they marked off on the boards of the Mishkan to know which ones go next to which. Meaning, if you only marked one and you didn't mark the other, it wouldn't help you any. It wouldn't accomplish what you're trying to do. You have to be able to match the two together. It's only when the two together does it create a mashmaus of ksiva. When you don't have the two together, it's not a mashmaus of ksiva. So it could very well be that the shear of kosev is not a shear like a regular shear. It's part of the definition of the malacha. So when Rashi says that if you bake a chatzi shear, you chayev d'oraisa, yes, all the malachas of Shabbos, when you do a regular chatzi shear, you chayev d'oraisa. The only ones that you're not are the ones that the Tosefta pointed out, where the malacha is defined by the shear. Like kosev, like tofer, the malacha is defined by X amount. Less than that, it's not a chatzi shear, it's just not the malacha at all. So, yeah?
Isn't it still the svara of chazi l'sarufi, even if it's half a shear?
Right, so the svara of chazi l'sarufi l'chara would still be there. The svara of chazi l'sarufi would still be there. But by Shabbos, we have another factor in play. By Shabbos is malachas machsheves. Right? So malachas machsheves means that in order to be chayiv, there has to have some mashmos to your action. So if the whole mashmos is missing, even though it's chazil starufe, maybe that's a counter argument by Shabbos to a counter consideration at least to even things out. So there are two types of shiurim on Shabbos. There's a shiur that creates enough of an iser to be chayiv for, to bring you from just iser to being chayiv, and then there's a shear where without the shear it's not even a malacha at all. Rav Asher Weiss tries to suggest, he says, for instance, by the malacha v'tzah, what's the shear for the malacha v'tzah? So we already said doing akir without anacha, it's not a chatzi shear, it's a chatzi malacha. Good. What's the shear for the malacha v'tzah? So we had sugyas already about this, where the Gemara says it really depends what you're taking out. For each item that you're carrying, it's going to have a separate shear. So Rav Asher says the Gemara tells us in Erev and Daf Dalet and other places, shiurim are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Right. So does that mean that every single shear that the Mishnah tells me about in Shabbos Tavayin Vav, how much wood you have to carry out, how much animal feed, how much this, how much that, all of that was halacha l'moshe m'sinai? All of that, we got this number that was halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that the Gemara is recording every single one of these details. So it's not mistaver that all of these things are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It says most mistaver that there are some shiurim of Shabbos where the shiur is anything that's ra'ui for its malacha is called the shiur. Because in the Mishkan also, when they did hotza'a, they carried out things that were meaningful and that were useful to them. And therefore, that's the shear of hotzah for any given item. And it sounds that way in Tosos and Shabbos Tavayin Hei as well. Tosos writes, Svaruhu debez tfiros havidavar chashuv. That it's a svaru that the shear of tofer is when you make two stitches, because that's a davar chashuv. Meaning that these kinds of shiurim are not even halacha l'moshe m'sinai. These kinds of shiurim are shiurim that are based on davar chashuv. Just to back up a step, to be clear, I'm not sure if I'm being clear over here. I said that there are two types of shiurim before. There's a shiur where it's part of the definition of the malacha, and then there's a shiur which is an amount to be chayiv for the malacha. It could be that when we say shiurim are halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that's the shiur of an amount to be chayiv for the malacha. But when the shiur is part of the definition of the malacha, it could be that's not halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that's just what's called chashuv, what's called significant, and what's not called significant. Okay, one or two more points over here. Let's go back to hotzah. There are two types of if the Gemara in Shabbos says we're not up to yet kufn and gimel. The Mishnah is going to tell us if let's say a person's traveling and they have their animal and it's loaded with stuff or you're loaded with stuff, you have your wallet on you and you're traveling and comes Shabbos hichshu chalav baderech, it becomes Shabbos. So what do you do with your wallet? So says the Mishnah, easy, find a guy who you could trust, give him your wallet, have him Okay, great. What if you can't find a guy? Okay, put it on your animal. Normally you're not allowed to have your animal do work for you. In this case, we'll make an exception. Fine, we put it on your animal. What if you don't have an animal with you? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah doesn't say it, the Gemara says, there was another heter. The Mishnah just didn't want to tell you about it, because it was a big secret. The Mishnah was afraid people would be mezalzel on Shabbos if they tell you the secret. Okay, what's the secret? Take it pachas pachas mikashia, pachas pachas midalat amos. Carry it 2 amos, then another 2 amos, then another 2 amos, and that way you'll never be in violation of the mlacha of carrying. Now, the Rambam holds that there's no chatzishir by mlachas Shabbos, so I understand very well. Pachas pachas midalat amos. We hold that there's no din of chatzishir. But we just got through saying that Rashi says chatzishir midor raisa mlachas Shabbos. Hagos Hashri, chatzishir is midor raisa in Shabbos. So, what kind of etzah is this? Carrying a pachas pachas midalat amos. Good, we won't stone you for it, but you're violating nisa d'oraisa. What kind of etzah to tell a person to violate a nisa d'oraisa of taking a pachas pachas midalat amos? But maybe you could say the following. The melacha of chutzah is a melacha gerua. And therefore, it could be because chutzah is defined as a melacha gerua, meaning it's the least creative act of all the melachos of Shabbos. You're not qualitatively changing anything. You're just moving it from spot A to spot B. But there's no creative act in the melacha of chutzah. So if that's the case, it could be that because chutzah is a melacha gerua, in order to be chayav on chutzah, you have to do it exactly as it was done in the Mishkan. And if you do it any differently than it was done in the Mishkan, then it's not chutzah. So it could be chutzah is an exception to this rule. Or maybe we could say, and this is the point I really wanted to make, maybe we could say, chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. Chatzi melacha is not asur min haTorah. Carrying less than dalet amos, is that a chatzi shir or a chatzi melacha? So what do we know about carrying? We know if I do an akira and I don't do anacha, that's a chatzi melacha, it's not a chatzi shir. If I carry out half the size of something that I'd be chayav for, that's a chatzi shir. What if I carry 2 amos instead of 4 amos? So is that a chatzi shir or a chatzi malacha? Says the Ran, you know where we came up with this 4 amos thing? 4 amos per shasam. You know what the hezber of this din d'oraisa is? Is that a person's makom is his dalet amos that surrounds him. So when you go beyond the dalet amos, you've gone from one makom to another. It's like going from Rosh Hashiachid to Rosh Hashirabim, or Rosh Hashirabim to Rosh Hashiachid. And let's say you only go 2 amos. So you've never gone past the boundary of your makom. And if you've never gone past the boundary of your makom, it's not a chatzi shir, that's a chatzi malacha. You haven't fit the definition of the malacha. And that's why the Mishnah suggests, the Gemara suggests rather, to do pachos pachos mi dalet amos. Okay? It's a little bit of that chatzi shir.